not Charlie McCoy is just so great. You are tuned to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Well, if you look outside for the weather, we might have a little rain this afternoon, but otherwise I think we're going to salvage today, and tomorrow's supposed to be really nice. Well, this is a Back Porch Harmony on American Avenue, and this is Tom Daniel, a volunteer host for the next 2 hours, and my genre of music is mostly old country, old bluegrass, and a gospel or two. You may hear up to 40 good old tunes, at least I think they are. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you can listen to all of my songs that I have. And here's a list of the artists that I expect to play for the first hour. And that would be Johnny Horton, Charlie Daniels, Jimmy Ibbotson, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Porter Wagner, Martina McBride, Ricky Skaggs, Crystal Gayle, Patsy Cline, Marty Robbins, The Country Angels, Johnny Cash, Tom T. Tall, Carl Smith, and Bobby Bear. That should please you for the first hour. And I have a featured artist, and I always do a featured artist. And today my featured artist is Johnny Horton. I think most of you, maybe middle-aged people, would remember him. He was born in 1925, and sadly, he died at age 35 in a car accident on his way to do a country show in Austin, Texas. He was an American country music singer, wrote many of the songs he sang. His roots were in honky-tonk and rockabilly as well. He sang a lot of songs about history-inspired stories or songs. His 1959 song, The Battle of New Orleans, was the biggest hit, which won him a Grammy Award in 1960 for the Best Country and Western Recording. The song was awarded the Granny Hall of Fame in 2001. He is also a member of the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame and the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. I would ask that you go to Wikipedia or whatever is your favorite and do a little more research on Johnny. So I'm going to play a few of the songs that I think made him famous. Enjoy.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept them coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Let only ought to holler out loud. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. I would jump off and fly. I'd even swim the ocean from shore to shore to prove that I love you just a little bit more.
Won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
You let me, baby, just to kind of hang around. I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's coming back in here.
Well, today I'm so weary. Today I'm so blue. Sad and brokenhearted. And it's all because of you. Life was so sweet, dear. Life was a song. Now you've gone and left. Oh, where do I belong? And it's all for the love of a dear little girl. All for the love that said your heart in a whirl. I'm a man who'd give his life and the joys of this world all for the love of a girl.
Prospecting for 2 years or so, pulled into Fairbanks, the city was a boom. So I took a little stroll to the Red Dog Saloon. As I walked in the door, the music was clear. The prettiest voice I had heard in 2 years. The song she was singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. It was red-headed Lil who was singing so sweet. I reached down and took the snowpacks off my feet. I reached for the gal who was singing the tune. We did the Eskimo hop all around the saloon. With a caribou crawl and a grizzly bear hug, we did our dance on a Kodiak rug. The song she kept singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. I was as innocent as I could be. I didn't know Lil was Big Ed's wife-to-be. He took out his knife and he gave it a throw. When it's springtime in Alaska, I'll be 6 feet below.
You know, I grew up listening to Johnny Horton, and the Battle of New Orleans, of course, I remember that one good. All of these I remember. So we started out with that, the Battle of New Orleans, and then I'm a one-woman man, and all for the love of a girl, and when it's springtime in Alaska, it's pretty cold. You know, this is Northern Community Radio, and Tom Daniel doing your spinning of tunes today, and we're doing that because we've received support from ICTV. Stay tuned, stay connected with ICTV. Learn more at watchictv.org. I'd like to acknowledge some of my first-time listeners, especially today. I don't know where they come from, just out of the woodworks, I guess. So Brent Weebush, Gene Young, Dan Headline, Bonnie Kaiser, Sydney Sanford, that little sweetheart, Rick Ernst, and the Fishbach family. And I'd like to give a shout-out to a birthday boy, Dave Fetter, and Mel Jaloski sent me a text at 7 o'clock yesterday morning with a note laying on the counter that not to miss my show. And I heard again that the boys from the nursing home in Cross Lake are on the outs again, or they got loose. And if you really want to hear some really good music, you go to archives Thursday, this past Thursday at 1 o'clock to 4, and listen to Dave Peterson's On the River. It was such a great music festival, you might call it. And, of course, I always say a shout-out to Joan Downen and, of course, Dennis Jerome. And I'd like to thank the Blandon Company, the Blandon Foundation, for a substantial gift to our radio station. Well, what we're going to hear now for the next set of songs would be Charlie Daniel, no relation, Jimmy Ibbotson, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and Porter Wagoner. And, you know, it's so much my pleasure to sit here and play these songs and stumble along, but really enjoying it. So sit back and listen intently.
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon, 'cause I get stoned in the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon. Kinda like my old blue tick hound, I like to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made. 'Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing. If if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone. A man talking on TV, putting down the rock and roll, wants me to send a donation, cause he's worried about my soul. He said Jesus walked on the water, and I know that it's true, but sometimes I think that preacher man would like to do a little walking too. But I ain't asking nobody for nothing, I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
See if you can remember who the artist was on these next two songs.
This one's going out to all you folks back home.
I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost, and for a life of sin of cards and a jug of wine. And a woman's lies made a life like mine. Oh, the day we met, I went astray. I started rolling down that lost highway.
you rambling round on this road of sand, or you're sorrow bound. Take my advice, or you'll curse the day you started rolling down that lost highway. You started rolling.
I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a night so long when time goes crawling by? The moon just went behind that time will erase.
tomorrow. Be gay while she's with you. Don't break down and cry.
Porter Wagoner, Eat, Drink, and Be Merry. And the two that I asked you to guess about, I believe you would, that was Jimmy Dale Gilmore, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, and Jimmy Ibbotson, The Lost Highway. They were Hank Williams Sr. And Charlie Daniel, a little newer guy, but he's great, long-haired country boy. Well, this is Tom Daniel on the back porch on American Avenue. And, you know, if you, as a listener, can't listen to this entire program or any of the ones that we offer on our show here, or a radio station, you can go to KAXE Archives and listen to it in entirety at your convenience. And also know that this there will be a rebroadcast of this program Sunday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And we do receive support from Summer Muse Festival in Bemidji, a monthly all-inclusive music and creative arts gathering that is open to the public, held at the Rail River Folk School. The next event is Saturday, July 26th from 4 to 8. More information at the Summer Muse Fest, musicfestival.com. Also, there's a punk show at Rail River Folk School in Bemidji at 4 p.m. today with Willem Dafoe Fan Club, ATOW, Spider Lily. They don't sound like country to me, but I'm sure people enjoy them. Cassona and more. And also, at Cass Lake, at Twista at Log Jammers in Cass Lake, 6 p.m. And, of course, Trampled by Turtles with S.G. Goodman at Bayfront Water Festival in Duluth. Doesn't give me any time on that one. You have to maybe look on the internet for it. We're going to keep playing, but, oh, one more. We do have a great festival coming up, and that would be September 6th, and it's called the Grand Rapids River Fest here in town. You have Courtney Barnett, Margot Price, Jeremy Albino, and Alan Sparhawk. Be sure you get your tickets. We're going to continue to play here, and I hope I've got some that you have maybe never heard or you kind of rang your doorbell a little bit for listening to them. And I'm going to send out this next song to a little softball player, Sydney Sanford, just a sweet little gal. So enjoy it.
Together again, my tears have stopped falling. Those long, lonely nights are now at an end. The key. Back in my arms, together again.
Thank you. streets of pure gold. They left one by one as their work here was done. Gone home.
One thing about this heart of mine, all my hurts gonna mend in time. It don't leave no scars behind. I'll get over you. I'll find me a guy one day who's not scared to give his heart away. When I do, it's safe to say that I'll get over you. I'll get over you. I'll get through, and when I do, I'll be good as new. When I get over you, from now on, think I'll lay low. I'll talk fast, but I'll move slow. You taught me all I need to know about getting over you. Sometimes think I love you still. Wonder if I always will. But I know it's just until I get over. I love you still. Wonder if I always will. Love for you's so hard to kill. But I'll get over you.
You, when I'm in love with somebody new, you expect me to be true and keep on loving you. Until someday you'll want me to want you. When I am strong for somebody else, and then I won't want to. I know that someday you're gonna want me to want you.
It doesn't get any better than Patsy, but here's another one. This is for Roger and Kathy Pete.
Well, I never felt more like singing a blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. You, why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
A few more. Marty Robbins, singing the blues. Patsy Cline, so great someday. Crystal Gayle, that's Loretta Lynn's sister. I'll Get Over You. Ricky Skaggs and Friends, Gone Home, and Martina McBride, Together Again, an old Buck Owens song. Now, you know you're listening to me, Tom Daniel, at Northern Community Radio, and know that what follows me is some really good programming, and from 12 to 1, it's a history of jazz. 1 to 2 is Native Lights. 2 to 3, Cheryl's. 3 to 4, Minnesota Mixtape. 4 to 7, On the River. 7 to 9, Green Cheese, America's favorite. And 9 till closing is KAXE After Dark. And as I mentioned, you know, we have Riverfest coming up September 6th, right here in Grand Rapids. Courtney Barnett, Margot Price, Jeremy Albino, and Alan Sparhawk. Well, keep those texts coming in, folks. That's good. Don't quit. And know that we receive support from the Keg and Cork in downtown Bemidji, an Irish pub serving the area since 1974. Kitchen open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. More at KegBemidji.com. Well, in our second hour, folks, you're going to get some bluegrass, but we'll finish out this next set here. And we're just about 10 minutes before 11. So we're going to start out with a little of your buddy Johnny Cash.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He laughed and kissed his mom and said, "You're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause. I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rode away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand, and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Filled with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
Well, Sam and Katie, or Sammy, you said you didn't know this song coming up, but I bet you do when you hear it.
This story was told to me by Jerry Clower at the 1971 Disc Jockey Convention. I told Jerry I was going to write a song about it. My brother Hillman going to play the cigarette paper and the comb. Play it. Coop Marcellus was an old black man from down Mississippi way. He worked out in the white man's yard and he loved to sing and play. Old Coop worked hard, God rest his soul, he never was much to roam. His entire band was an old guitar, a cigarette paper and a comb. Now old Coot had one song that he would sing when his long day's work would end. There ain't nobody knows that song now, 'cause I reckon that it died with him. His songs were made up of dry bones from pain and sweat and tears. And lordy, 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 lordy was sometimes all you'd hear. Now on Saturdays, old Coot didn't work much. Seven, he built a fire in the stove. And when he'd get through, he'd mosey on down and sit by the gravel road. He'd hum that song as he walked along with a faraway look in his eyes. And he'd sit there by the road all day, watch them fine Ford cars go by. Now on Saturday night, the white folks danced, an old coot he'd pick and sing. He had an old RC bottleneck that he'd slide up and down them strings. And that coot didn't care much for lyrics, he just made them up as he went along. And Lord, I wish they had tape back then, cause I'd sure love to hear them sung. Well, his clothes were old and his hair was gray, and hard work had bent his back. His songs were never recognized by statuettes or plaques. His songs were all about the working man, and Coot never owned a tie. The only thing he ever really had to do was die. Now old Coot's gone, and maybe I'm wrong to bring it all back again, but I know his friends down in Mississippi sure thought a lot of him. So rock on, Coot, and enjoy your rest. Your long day's work is done. And if they got Fords up in heaven, sir, I sure hope you're driving one.
If teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold, an acre of diamonds I'd offer to you, a solid gold mansion and airplane or two, this world have and to hold. If teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold, heartaches were gold. If teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold, I'd have all the treasure my pockets would hold. I'd be oh so wealthy with treasures untold. If teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold.
way down in the state of Georgia, amongst the swamps and the Everglades.